Welcome to Remind Podcast. Balance is key. Remind is here to give you simple needed reminders and tips to reshape your mind and fill your day with positivity. This is your host, Carson Ryder, and I invite you to listen to today's message with an open heart and an open mind so we can grow together in this safe space. To fully immerse ourselves in the present moment in this message, guys, let's just take a deep breath here in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Make it a little sigh if you need to. Don't be scared. Let's take another deep breath. Inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Balance is key. This is mainly a reminder today to evaluate where you are in your current state. Have things been hectic? Have you not been able to give enough time to yourself? Have you been able to give too much time to yourself? Are you slacking? You know, we're all in different places in our lives, and one week's balance may be different from the next week's balance. You know, some of us have children. Some of us are going to school, working. Some have children on top of that too. There's so many different things that fight for our attention in life. You know, it can be our loved ones even sometimes. It can be our friends. And it's so easy to want to be more than one person and just to be able to do it all. But if there is one thing that is certain in life, it is opportunity cost. And this is something that I've been learning the more I grow up, is that as much as I want to do everything and I want to help everybody, I cannot. I really wish I could. I really, really, really wish I could. But there are so many times that I spread myself so thin trying to, you know, be there for other people. And it's not even, you know, out of a, I don't know, maybe sometimes it is out of a people-pleasing tendency, but I genuinely have so much love for everyone in my life, even the people I, you know, am only acquaintances with. Like, I have so much love for other human beings on this earth, and, like, I really, truly, I just wish there was more time. And especially for my loved ones, you know, I feel like this is something that we can all relate to. Like, we have to put ourselves first. And in that, it just leaves less and less time for putting other people first. Even if it's just a simple hangout or a hey, it, you know, as we continue our journeys and fine-tune ourselves, there's less time for doing other things. So I just wanted to remind you guys, balance is key. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed in your life, think of, I don't know, maybe one way this week that you can give yourself 5 minutes. Maybe you wake up earlier. Wake up 5 or 10 minutes earlier and you do a little morning stretch before you wake up. Get 5 minutes to yourself before you start your day, before the kids wake up. Maybe you haven't been as on it and you would like to start setting aside, I don't know, maybe you want to set aside 5 to 10 minutes this week to work on something that you've kind of been avoiding or pushing back. It's all about balance and keeping your sanity. Know that you are not alone and that you can always reach out to ask for help if you need any. Granted that nobody can solve your problems for you, and not every time will somebody else be able to, you know, help you maybe in the way that you feel like you need. I don't know if that's the right wording, but just know that you know, even if your friend is unavailable to help, because, you know, we've all got our own stuff going on, that you are still loved and that there is a way, there is absolutely a way for you to get through whatever you're going through, whatever chaos you've got on your plate. You know, maybe you just need to take something off your plate. Maybe there's one thing that you don't really need to do, but you just kind of do it to say you do it every week or something like that. I'm not really sure, but, you know, truly evaluate what is getting you closer to the person you want to be. What is getting you further from the person that you want to be? Always take action to do what will bring you closer to the person you want to be. Sometimes this doesn't align with what you want to do, and that's kind of where the fight comes in internally, I feel like. But I feel like that's a subject for another day. The main reminder is that balance is key, guys. So if you haven't taken time to evaluate what all is on your plate, what is necessary on your plate, I encourage you to take maybe 3 minutes this week. I'd say 3 minutes would be enough, at least a good start. Evaluate what you do need that's on your plate and what you do not need that's on your plate. And if you say you don't need your kids on your plate, unfortunately, we cannot get rid of them. I know. I'm not a mother myself, but I can imagine how hard it is to give so much energy to those little loved ones. So I know that waking up early sometimes might suck. And I'm not saying do it every morning, but you deserve to give yourself an extra 5 or 10 minutes, even if it's once every 2 weeks, once every month. Promise yourself, because you are worth it, that you will give yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes. When you think about how much time there is in a day, I know there's not enough, trust me, but 10 minutes, you are worth 10 minutes. Because at the end of the day, I know sleeping in feels good. I know that you need sleep, but you need a peace of mind as well. And so taking 10 minutes of waking up 10 minutes earlier before your child wakes up, give yourself that. You are worth it. You are worthy. You are loved. Everybody here is loved. I know this message was a little bit longer today. I just was kind of speaking from the heart, but I love you guys truly, deeply, and unconditionally. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I will see you back here next week on Remind Podcast. And have a great day.